Whether you're for or against the home rule push to change how the Dallas school system operates, no one claims surprise by the 48,000 signatures turned in. Support Our Public Schools is the organization that had volunteers and paid collectors gather those signatures. Geronimo Valdez sits on the group's board and says it means that's how many people want change in DISD.
This is as close to a mandate as you can get in DISD voter participation.
I think if you had enough money, you could get petitions to pave the moon if you paid people enough to get those petitions.
Harriet Earhart is a former educator and state representative who opposes the home rule effort. She believes many signatures came from people who didn't know what they were signing.
Do you support our public schools? They'd say, of course I support our public schools. We'll sign this petition. And I think that we ought to be able to request copies of them, and that we ought to be able to then check with some of the people who signed them and see how far down do we need to go before we find somebody who says, I hadn't a clue that that's what this meant.
Valdez says Earhart's among just a handful of vocal opponents that number under 100.
My position is that the number of folks that want to see change far outnumber the very few people who want to protect the status quo.
State law gives the district 5 days to verify the signatures. Then DISD board members have 30 days to choose 11 of 15 commission members who will write the new charter. A DISD advisory committee of teachers picks the other 4 members. Rena Honey is president of the Alliance AFT, Dallas's largest teacher organization, and she's a member of the advisory committee.
As are other teachers, there are administrators, there are a couple of parents, there are some community people. So there are others that are there, but that particular topic has not come up in conversation at those meetings yet.
Honey, who opposes home rule, says that means her group has work to do. The few trustees KERA reached say the same. The 15-member commission must reflect DISD demographics. Home rule supporters want the new charter written and approved by the Texas Education Commissioner by mid-August to get on the November ballot. Dallas School Board President Eric Cowan won't say the deadline's impossible, but adds it's going to be tough. Geronimo Valdez says the U.S. Constitution was drafted in under 4 months, so he's optimistic. The school board meets Monday to discuss what it'll do next. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.